of prayer. Righteous Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this wonderful Lord's Day that you've blessed us with. We pray, O God, that you will be with us today, that everything that we do will be pleasing and acceptable to you. We're so thankful, Heavenly Father, for thy Son Jesus and the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. We know that it's because of that sacrifice that we're able even to be here this morning and to worship you in spirit and in truth and to sustain the good relationship that we have with you. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, for the forgiveness of our sins through and by thy Son Jesus and his precious blood. We pray that we'll strive as your children to live our lives in such a way that will be pleasing to thee, that will allow our light to shine in this community. And we pray that as we go about our daily activities and trying to bring glory to thee and live by the Bible, that we'll have an influence on those that we come into contact with. Help us, Heavenly Father, always to be mindful of our evangelistic responsibility to share the gospel with as many people as we can, to tell as many people about thy Son Jesus and the wonderful sacrifice he made for us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as we strive to teach others, that good things will come about, that souls will be saved, and they, of course, will be added to the body of Christ, and the church will grow, and you will be glorified. We continue to pray for the elders that oversee us here at this place, that you will bless them with good health. Continue to give them a ready mind, and we pray, Heavenly Father, that they will make decisions that will be in our best interest, that will help us as a congregation to bring glory to you and to be a light in this community. We continue to pray for each family that's represented here at the Brown Street Church, that you'll be with our good parents and bless them as they go about raising their children in a way that's pleasing to thee. And we pray that you'll be with those children, be with all of our young people. We know how difficult it is in our society today with the sin that is so surrounding and with all of the temptations to do evil. We pray that you'll bless them and protect them, help them to continue to grow in spirit, to grow in knowledge, and to withstand all the fiery darts of the devil. We pray now especially that you'll be with us this morning as we continue our study of the Sermon on the Mount, that you will give us a good understanding of the great sermon that thy Son Jesus preached and help us always to make application of it to our lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, Acts, or Matthew rather, the fifth chapter, and let's just quickly remind ourselves as we turn over there that Jesus is dealing with righteousness and the kind of righteousness that we should sustain in the kingdom of God. And what did he say about our righteousness as compared to that of the scribes and the Sadducees? Our righteousness must what? Must exceed theirs. And that's true on many fronts, of course. Their righteousness, you remember, was partial. They really weren't keeping the law. They were so jealous of the law, and they liked to talk about the law and hold it up, and yet they weren't really living by many aspects of the law. So they would say and do not. And that's when Jesus, of course, in Matthew 23, told his disciples not to be like them, to do what they say, because they would say the truth, but don't do as they were doing, because they simply weren't applying what they knew to their lives. And so our righteousness then has to involve, of course, not just a partial, not just a picking and choosing. That's really what they were doing. They were keeping some aspect.